Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
And good afternoon once again from Hertz Stadium in Beverly. Marty Smith alongside of Tim Kearns as we await the coin toss to start this afternoon's football game between the 1-0 Beverly Panthers in the conference and 3-0 on the season and the 0-0 Lynn English Bulldogs, and they are 1-2 on the season. Beverly's quad captains down below us, hand in hand, set to make their move across the field for the coin toss. A steady mist drizzle here, and the wind has been swirling. It's moved from right to left. It has come straight across the field, and now it's blowing a little bit more from left to right. So certainly it will be a factor in this afternoon's football game. And we were talking before the break about, and Tim brought it up at the very beginning, about this potentially being a trap game because Beverly plays Marblehead next Friday night, and that's two teams that are, Beverly undefeated, Marblehead 2-0 coming into this. But the business at hand right now is the Lynn English Bulldogs and the Beverly Panthers. The meeting is at midfield, and we are going to have the coin toss momentarily. Then we'll get this one underway here. We have a full slate of action for you next Friday night as well. It'll be the 7th. Danvers will travel to Lynn English. Lynn Classical will be at Peabody, and Gloucester will be at Winthrop. One of those games will be our video game next week on Friday night.
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying to accommodate as many large bodies into this press box as possible. I think in a moment my young ass can be standing outside doing the broadcast.
The good news is we're at ground level, yeah, and we're in a steel box.
Yeah.
All right. We welcome Steve Krause to the broadcast, to the press box. Haven't seen him since last season, so it is nice. So Beverly will receive as Lynn English has declined the toss. They wanted the win to their face, although I'm not sure it makes a whole big deal of difference, as Lynn English will kick off to start this football game. Beverly will have the football on the opening kickoff, and they will move from our left to our right. And
now the individual next to me, who just squeezed in, is complaining about our waterproof box here. Okay, but I did purchase a clear one that it kind of distorts what you're looking at, but you can, you know, if you peer quickly. And he needs to get here just a little bit earlier than the end of the national anthem to secure a good spot, a good viewing position. And we will be talking to Steve Krause during the course of the game. He of course is the sports editor of the Daily Item. He alongside him is Joel Stacey, the sports editor of the Salem News, and I also hopefully will be talking to John Pinchon, the newly named varsity boys lacrosse coach at St. John's Prep, formerly of Beverly High School.
Well, it's been 2 years since Steve's been over here because, you know, there was no home games for Beverly last year. Maybe he just forgot how to get here.
That could be. GPS doesn't work. I want to get over the bridge, you know.
I just got the evil eye. Deservedly so. Chouinard is back for Beverly. It's Kyle Chouinard, Sam Abatey.
Chouinard has had a monster season for Beverly.
And Kevin Flaherty back at their 15-yard line. Doug Guevara has the football up on the tee. Set. He'll be approaching the football. They've got 11 minutes up to start the first quarter here. And we're interested to see how this one unfolds given the weather. Guevara comes back up to the ball and makes sure it's still snugly in the tee. Puts the right arm up, puts the left arm up, approaches the football, and it's a line drive. Bounces around, and it is picked up at the 30-yard line. Still on his feet, and up over the 40, up to the 42-yard line for the Beverly Panthers.
Clark Marchand
for the Panthers. Sets them up in good field position. It's first and 10 at the 42-yard line. So first and 10 for the Panthers. Kevin Morency gets his team into the huddle, backing around their 30-yard line. Got Frank Perry, Emil Rossi, Brian Nunez, and Jacqueline Simon on the defensive side of the football for the Bulldogs. Mason Jones, Jacob Miller, Josue Matul. In the linebacker spot, Nicky Dong comes out to make the coverage. Beverly sends two wides to the near side, and Morency under center, hands the ball off to Chouinard. Chouinard heads down and rolls around and gets up to the 44-yard line, put it down at the 45, and the gain is about three for Beverly. So it'll be second and seven.
Second down and seven.
I think Coach Morenci's goal is for Beverly to get out very quickly in this game and get on top of Lynn English. It took him a while to get going, and last week came, and it took a 41-yard field goal by Luke Sampieri to secure the victory for them. He knows the quality of the team that he has. He knows they can exploit this English defense. I think he's going to look to do it right away.
Flaherty wide right and flag on the play. It's going to be against Beverly, illegal procedure against the Panthers. They'll get moved back five. Beverly's got an injured player out on the field, and it'll take him a second or two to get him back together, and we're going to have an official timeout here for a second. Looks like a cramp on the Beverly player, so they will move the ball back 5 yards and make the substitution here, and that will make it second down and 12 for the Panthers. Flaherty was lined up wide out to the right side and had Nicky Dong on him. Johnny Cosmos, Cody Rourke, and Doug Guevara, the remainder of the defensive secondary for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, as Jordan Parasala was the injured player for Beverly. He walked off under his own power. Not stretching out at all, so maybe just a little tweak. Again, sometimes, you get set and you slip and you get that little wrenching in the knee.
Zach Matthews at center now. A handoff again to Chouinard. Puts his head down, gets to the line of scrimmage, and not much more there. And English has come up big right in the middle. That's Frank Perry.
You know, as we saw last night against in the game, Davis against Lynn Klaskill, in the first half, Klaskill only trailed Davis 12-0. And it took a couple of really big plays for Davis to get those scores. Davis, Klaskill, I thought, played a very, very good first half. Defensively, they were very, very quick to the ball. They quickly closed down the gaps. I think they were playing very, very tight to the line. And then Davis in the second half came out and gashed up for two big plays right at the beginning of the third quarter. They got sort of set Klaskill back a little bit. But right now, English is showing that same energy level that Klaskill demonstrated last night.
Third and 12, the Beatty wide to the right. The backs are in the eye. Ball on the ground on the exchange, and English is indicating that they have it, as do the officials. So on the exchange of the wet ball, it'll be Lynn English football as they've recovered the fumble at the Beverly 39-yard line.
You know, and this is what happened last night in Danvers Classical. Classical had the emotional edge in the beginning, and that they stuffed runs, that they frustrated Davis. They got Davis to put the ball on the ground. You know, gave themselves a short field. What Classical couldn't do was finish last night. And that's the bane of all coaches. You're given opportunities. You're able to drive down the field, but you don't finish. You don't put points on the board. Don't continue to put that pressure on your opponent, who you know physically and talent-wise is probably a bit better than you are. It came a long night in the end for them.
Matt Severance from the shotgun hands it off to Miguel Ramos on the right side, gets around the right side, and down inside the 35 to just around the 34-yard line. Nice pickup of five for Ramos as English comes out with that three wideouts, two to the near and one to the far.
5-yard carry brings up second down and five.
Going from the shotgun, have they pretty much been in the shotgun every time you've seen them?
Yeah, with Severance's size, you've got to give him as much of an edge as possible. But again, he has shown tremendous growth. And again, talking to Phil Stacy earlier.
Here's the handoff to Severance, the keeper. Gets down to the line of scrimmage and gets one more yard on it before he is brought down by the Panthers, Kevin Flaherty.
He's very quick to keep the ball and run with it. Is what I've noticed in the games that we have done, and even last year. I don't know if that's by design, by the coaching staff. That as soon as if of course it's the read option. If he sees a gap, just keep it, pull it down, and head for it.
And Gura comes in now for the Bulldogs. Brian Nunez on the line over the football is Andrew Blass, and Severance steps up and gets under center. Puts the motion man from left to right. That's Jacob Miller. Hands the ball off to the tail, and that's Bangura. And Bangura gets close to the first down. He'll be shy of it by about a yard, so it'll be third and a long one.
Yeah,
fourth and a long one.
Interesting, Marty, that neither team has gone to the outside yet on any of their plays from scrimmage. They've gone right up the middle trying to exploit what they perceive as weaknesses. Maybe the field is a little bit slicker than we can see from our vantage point here.
It didn't feel that bad down there, but it may be that the grass on the top is wet and it's just tough getting footing. So on fourth and make it two for the Lynn English and the Bulldogs with this possession from a fumble recovery. Back to pass to Severance. Under pressure, throws it long. It is complete. Into the corner, end zone, touchdown. That's Johnny Cosmas.
Yeah, he had two receivers down there, and they were both behind the double-E secondary. And Cosmas, I think, yelled off the receiver that was set up in front of him. And Beverly got caught playing uptight on the line, and English jumps out quickly.
I am going to try to keep track of the scoring. We'll see how well that works. Of course, I can't see the scoreboard to tell you what time it was. 6 minutes and 37 seconds is the time of that touchdown. Here's Guerrera. Set to kick the extra point. It is blocked, and the ball is down, so it will stay 6-0 on the board. Samba Beatty's block of the point after kick. It is 6-0 with English on top.
I'm sorry, man. Blocked by Samba Beatty, and I had the opportunity. He was my focus player from the Panthers this week. His interview is up on the website. So you'll want to check that out. Each week I'll be focusing on a Panther to get his thoughts on the season and his career at Beverly High School. Of course, Sam is following in the footsteps of not only his brother Dom, but also several other family members.
Oh, really?
A little bit of a surprise if you're from the Beverly side, and it's a decent-sized crowd here considering the weather conditions. And the band, soldiers on there. And English will kick the football off one more time as Doug Guevara has it teed up at the 40. Shenard, Abadie, and Flaherty back to return the kick. The last one was right down along the ground and fielded at the 35, where Beverly shortly thereafter fumbled it and led to this touchdown for English. This one's along the ground as well. Fielded at the 32, on the ground back up again. And on his feet for the Panthers. Up to the 42-yard line is Marchand in his second kickoff return, and it's first and 10 from the 42.
Well, knowing that, you know, they're going to more than likely be kicking short, you're going to have your good hands people up in that early line of possible receivers. And a well-thrown ball by Severance. He hit the receiver, Jonathan Cosmas, in stride. Cosmas, all he had to do was catch it and turn around and step into the end zone.
Here's the big pitch to Shenard on the left side. Runs them around the left side and will get close to first down. He'll give him 9 yards on the pickup, and it will be second and one. He's taken down by Johnny Cosmas, who had just found the end zone and given English this 6-0 lead.
Again, this is where Beverly has made a lot of yardage so far this year, pulling out and getting to the corner and getting around the corner. They've done a great job stealing the defensive end and picking off the outside linebacker coming to cut down the runner.
Jordan Parasella is first out of the huddle, so he's back into this series after being shaken up on the last Beverly possession. Flaherty comes wide to the right side. Shenard is at the tail. And a single flank off to the right. Motion man now is Abadie to the left side. Back in motion again to the near side. Handoff to Abadie. He's got pressure. He's got more pressure, and he's going to be brought back down behind the line of scrimmage, and there'll be a loss of about four for the Panthers. Jacob Miller
and Sean Callan in on that tackle. They just kept stretching him out, and Abadie couldn't find room to get to the corner.
At one point, it looked like Abadie was trying to set up and look downfield to pass, so I wonder if there was an option in the middle of that somewhere.
Especially in this kind of weather. You can catch him off guard, but it can be kind of sketchy.
Risky.
If that ball slips out of your hands.
Flaherty and Abatey wide to the left side as the ball is on the near hash mark. And we've picked up a home someplace. Ball is maybe again on the ground, is having trouble getting a handle on it. And the Bulldogs are indicating that they have recovered it again. We'll see. The officials have not made the indication yet. It's at the 48-yard line of Beverly.
Yeah, I thought Morenci was able to dive back onto the pile and get there first, which he did. But
it's fourth and five.
Again, Beverly's going to have to punt it away. Not the start that Coach Morenci, again, probably planned on for his Panthers. Number one, not moving the ball past midfield in two possessions. But two, giving up 6 points on a busted coverage.
Cosmas and Miller are back. The kick is high, high in the air. Tremendous hang time. And it takes a bounce at the 25 and rolls right dead there at about the 23-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for Lynn English.
28-yard punt for Megatron.
Did you just say 28-yard punt for Megatron? Matt Severance will put his team on offense, first and 10, with 4 minutes and 1 second to play here in the first quarter. In English, the Bulldogs lead Beverly by a score of 6-0. This is MSO News Sports. Thanks for joining us. And what do you want? You would like me to take a break?
Is that real quick.
Okay. You can take a break then.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Severance, under center this time, makes the big pitch around to the tail on the right side, and he's upended. No place to go there for Bangura, who's the ball carrier the second time for him. And he will get dropped for a loss of a couple of yards. We'll make it second down. Now the angle's tough. It's going to be actually a gain of a yard, so it is second and 9 for English.
1 yard.
Ishmael Bangura for Bulldogs is a sophomore, so he would not have played with Hugh Callis when Callis was at English. Second and 9, moving from right to left. The wind is coming, swirling more or less across the field now. And once again under center is Severance. This time Ramos is in the backfield. Beverly's defense comes up a little bit. The handoff in the inside, and it goes off. Therefore, that's Miller, I think, and it will get maybe a yard. He shares the credit for the tackle. That is Isaac Ramirez.
Isaac Ramirez, the ball carrier.
Communicating back and forth with
tackle by Nick
with the boss,
third down and
Rick Moore, just trying to confuse him.
So it is third down and 8 for English, and they are at their own 25-yard line. The ball between the two hash marks, moving from right to left. Beverly has Justin Cattell out on the defensive line today. There's Flaherty out there. Along with, let's see, we've got time taken here. That's Johnny Jones on the defensive side. Wasn't that timeout taken? I missed what just happened there. So we'll take a timeout on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Down and 8-4, Severance, deep in his own territory, slips as he tries to get rid of the football, and he's going to be down. They'll say he went down to the knee, and that would be at the 20-yard line, so it'll be fourth down as it's a 5-yard loss, and it's fourth and 14.
Hugh Callis
was putting the pressure on, but that indicates, as you had just said, it's probably a lot slipperier out there than we thought it was, because he tried to plant the left foot, and the right foot went out from underneath him, and he went down on one knee. So Rivera will do the punting, and Beverly sends out a Beatty to the near side and Flaherty to the far side at their own 45-yard line. There's the snap. The laces are high up in the air, and it's got good distance, good travel, and it's taken by Flaherty at the 44, up to the 50, over midfield, down to the 44, and down to the 39-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for the Beverly Panthers as they are inside of English territory for the first time in this football game. And they'll start first and 10 from the 39-yard line of English with a minute and 29 seconds to play here in the first quarter in a 6-0 Bulldog lead.
As he did last week against Peabody, Kevin Flaherty channeled a little of his brothers, especially Brendan, when he took that punt return. He just saw a hole and just headed to it at full speed. And, again, got really good positive yard. He actually ran by potential tacklers.
Flaherty wide to the left, Abatey in the wing, hand the ball off into the tail, and that's Abatey, and he is wrapped up right behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be a loss of a couple of feet. Cody Rourke gets on top of him first, and Doug Guevara also in on the tackle with Jacob Miller for the Bulldogs, who are playing like Bulldogs.
Again, good lateral pursuit, quick to the sidelines. Against Beverly, that's what you really have to have, and that requires your linebackers and your secondary to come up and support. Really, really important that they continue to do this, that they won't have a chance of taking down the Panthers today.
Same formation, second and 11 for the Panthers. Inside of English territory, just shy of the 40. Back to pass and throwing long, long and deep, and it is... Does Abatey have it or no? He does not. Kevin Morency rolled back and was passing from about his own 48-yard line. And it's really tough to throw in this wind to kind of judge how far it was going to go. And it actually went a little further than Abatey was. He made that big stretch, but it just went off his fingertips. So it'll be third and 11.
Yeah, that would have been a catch of the year candidate if he had made that, because he laid straight out in an attempt to bring that in and went right through his open arms. I thought the pass originally was for the inside receiver. I didn't even see Abatey along the sideline.
Paracella over the football. And it's Flaherty. Wide, again, the back's in the eye, looking to throw. Is Morency has pressure, dumps it out, and gets it off to Chenard. Chenard runs the sideline near side, and he's down to the 22-yard line, first down.
Morency pass is complete to Kyle Chenard.
Morency to Chenard.
Morency to Chenard is
good. I'm going to get behind you so I can see.
First down.
So it is first and 10 from the 24-yard line of English for the Beverly Panthers as they trail 6-0 in the waning seconds here of the first quarter.
So Paracella,
first over the ball, Flaherty to the left, Abatey winged out to the left, McElpine and Chenard in the backfield. The big pitch goes to Chenard. Chenard cuts inside, cuts back out to the left, heads to the sideline, puts his arm out, and gets out of bounds right around first ground territory.
Picking up close to 10.
Yeah, those two plays, Marty, Bevel did a real good job. Real call on the previous play. Just a shot flare out to Chenard down on the sideline in front of us. Got him beyond the defensive end, got him beyond the linebacker, and allowed him to get up the field. And on this play, they did a much better job of sealing the defensive tackle, picking off the outside linebacker, and gave Chenard a lane to run through. Again, for...
The problem was that
first,
what opened it was a hold. So if it's all coming back, a 15-yard run, and a 15-yard call, 16 yards gain and a 10-yard penalty pulls it back. And there are a couple of the Beverly Panthers that are wearing shoes that look identical to the flags to me. So sometimes on the far distance, I have a hard time picking the flag from the shoes. So it puts the ball back.
Well, first if the flag starts to move, it's a shoe.
Sure. good grief. All right, back again to pass as Morency tucks the ball in, and he's spun around, and he is drilled to the ground by Frank Perry of the Bulldogs. He'll gain maybe a yard. They're going to move him. No gain. Actually, maybe a little bit of a loss, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter here. So one quarter is in the books, and the Lynn English Bulldogs have a 6-0 lead over the Beverly Panthers here from Wet Hurts on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at Historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
If you're thinking of renovating your home, please talk to the experienced sales staff at Moynihan Lumber. That's 82 River Street in downtown Beverly. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Move the ball from one 30-yard line to the other 30-yard line, and now the Panthers will be moving from our right to our left to start the second quarter here at Hurd Stadium. In English, on a fumble recovery and ensuing 31-yard touchdown strike, has a 6-0 lead here. Chouinard split wide to the right, Abatey to the right, Flaherty to the left. Abatey comes in motion and hand the ball off, this time to McElpine, and McElpine puts his head down, gets a couple of yards running straight through the middle. Nunez and Rossi make sure the hole doesn't open for him there.
Clayton McAlpine, the ball carrier.
That will make it.
How are you, Fred?
Second down, third down, make that. And still about 15. So Beverly being challenged defensively by English. English putting on a good defensive performance here against the Panthers, and it is third down and 14 for Beverly.
Longtime Fred, Fred Capitale from Lynn, who now lives in Beverly. Just for me, he was at the Salem State Hall of Fame dinner last night. We played baseball together at Salem State. Fred, an outstanding baseball player.
Trips now one to the near side from the shotgun. As Cole is into the game, looking to fire long as Morenci. Morenci dumps it sideline, batted down. Abatey had an opportunity, but it just didn't happen for him. And it'll be fourth down for the Panthers.
It's like he defended the pass against himself.
He put
both hands up nicely, but the ball bounced off his. And he was all. I think he was all by himself. By himself.
I think it batted down. No, you don't normally hear about the receivers batting the ball down,
especially when they beat the coverage. But it bounced off his hands again. You know, it's getting real raw out here.
Yes,
and. You know, spread the word. It's almost like you have, in this kind of weather, you have to turn your hands the other way and cradle it in, as opposed to do the Gronk out there and try to catch it, you know, into the palms of your hands with your hands extended out.
So here is Sam Perry on to kick the football. The ball is at the 28-yard line, and we've got timeout taken here. And it's going to be taken by the Bulldogs. And it's
timeout.
As Sam Perry was lined up at the 40-yard line, and the long snapper was Johnny Jones, or in the middle of them there.
So this is a 30-second timeout here. Okay, like the referee has whistled playback in.
So Sam Perry will kick from the 42-yard line. Snap is right to him. The kick is high, and it comes to the berm directly to our left and goes out of bounds.
Let's see. And not a bad job inside of the 15-yard line is where they look like they're going to mark it. I'm thinking with the leg that he's got, and he's kicking from, you know, around the 40-yard line, this is definitely going out of the stadium. Well, if he doesn't angle it, did a great job of angling. Tell you, you know, we mentioned it earlier. This kid has a college scholarship waiting for him at some school because he has a leg and a half, and his punts are massive hang time, and the distance he gets on his kickoffs and field goals is college ready right now.
You know, I was actually, if you didn't notice, I was hedging my bets because that also probably wouldn't be all that outlandish of a field goal attempt for him, even if this is high school.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Ball in the air, and it is complete. Downfield for Nicky Dong, and Dong is on his feet. Down to the 30, got two men behind him, and gets to the 20, to the 18-yard line. Taken down by Flaherty and Chouinard, but boy, was he on the races to get down there. 66-yard pass from Severance to Dong, and the Bulldogs are in scoring territory once again. The ball down at the 20, just at the top of the red zone. And very quickly, no huddle. Dong, I think.
That coverage pass is complete to Nicky Dong.
Yep. Ramos back. Ball is on the ground this time as Severance has a hard time grabbing a handle on it, and Jake Veal comes in, just makes sure that he's down. So there'll be a loss of two, and it'll be second and 12.
Well, I mentioned second it in the pregame and talked with my colleagues here in the booth that, you know, the times that we have seen Severance last year and this year already, you know, his passing is much better. Surprisingly, he hasn't gone to Prince Brown yet today. In fact, I don't think I've even seen
Brown no,
on the on the field. But boy, both balls out in front of the receiver, able to run under the ball, and he had Chenard and Flaherty chasing him. And if he hadn't kept looking around for where they were, he probably could have outrun them to the far corner.
Yeah, Cody Rourke is in the game now. Here's the big pitch for Bangura. Runs left side, runs to the sideline. He has first down yardage, and he is spun around and dropped at about the 9-yard line. So it'll be first and goal for the Lynn English Bulldogs. So Dong's big 66-yard pass and run completion makes it first and goal from and then this run makes it first and goal from the 9.
Well, the big difference, Bill, from this game today and the game last night is that English is finishing off. You know, they pushed the ball down the field against Beverly earlier. They got the big pass play. They connected. They got 6. Here's another big pass play. They're inside, you know, the red zone, and they're threatening again. Can they go 2 scores up on Beverly and really put the pressure on the Panthers?
Isaac Ramirez in the game now. Miller moves from left to right, and here is the handoff, and down to about the 5-yard line.
Bangura
gets the carry.
Now they're pushing the ball, but do we have a flag?
Yeah. Illegal motion procedure against English is going to move it back.
Yeah, this is what drives coaches absolutely bonkers. You know, you're playing, you're the underdog in the game. You've managed to score the first touchdown. You're holding the other team's offense in check. You get an opportunity to get downfield close. The first thing you do is you drop the ball. And the second play, you get a good gain. And you commit a penalty, and you back up the 5 yards you just finished gaining.
First and goal from the 14. Ramirez is the up back. Beverly creeps in a little bit. Fake the handoff. Now they give it off, and it comes around for Ramirez. And Ramirez gets to the line of scrimmage, and probably not much more. Just inside the 10, and they'll spot the ball right back on give him a yard down to the 8-yard line. Cosmos.
2-yard gain brings it second and goal from the 12.
Second and goal from the 12, make that. 6-0 with the Bulldogs on top here in the second quarter, 7 minutes and 15 seconds on a running scoreboard clock here. This time, Dong to the left, out there with Bangura. Ramirez in the backfield. Set. Fake the handoff. Looking to throw is Severance. Severance runs it out left side. Fires it left-handed. It's intercepted by the Panthers. Flaherty pulls it down at his own 5-yard line. And Beverly has dodged a bullet here from English Bulldogs.
Again, this is what the Panthers did last week. They got an interception that sort of turned it around for them. Can they do it here? But the big difference, last week it ended up deep in Peabody territory. This one is deep in their own territory, but it thwarts the Lynn English thrust to try to score just before halftime. But Severus really didn't have anybody out there. He was rolling and rolling and rolling, looking to make something happen. And there really wasn't a receiver able to break free in the far corner of the end zone. But he tried it anyways to throw underneath. And Flaherty, again, the veteran that he is, stepped in and made the pick.
He was right at the far sideline. Got himself out of bounds and gives Beverly life here as it is first and 10 from their own, make that 4-yard line. As English has gotten their defense out onto the field, Beverly huddled up in the end zone as Morency comes over. They're right at the base of the end zone by the fence, the far side of the goalposts. The wind, the flags aren't moving, the treetops are moving at a higher elevation, and we still have the The steady mist coming down here, looking to fire. And complete to Chouinard. Chouinard in his own end zone takes it up to the 10, to the 15. Gets a block, gets another block, drags a tackler up with him, up to the 35, to the 37-yard line. And he rode Cody Rourke with him, just dragged him for a good 10 yards.
Well, that was a play that Beverly needed. That's the kind of play that Beverly's capable of. And again, it was the shot pass into the flats, the same play they ran early for about 11, 12 yards, except this time it came to the left side. Chouinard got it. He got a lineman out in front of him who took out one of the linebackers, attempted to chase him down, and again, out of the hole and on their way.
At the 37-yard line, first and 10, Parasella over the football first. Abatey wide out to the right, Chouinard. Flanked right, single receiver to the near side, looking back to pass it. It's Morency. The ball is on the ground, and they're saying it's an incomplete pass. Morency was moving with the football and had the ball in the forward motion to throw, and it's going to go as an incomplete pass as he was just snared back there, and I think that was Miller who got him.
Yeah, again, Miller's having a heck of a day, and Steve Krause is really upset, thinking that was not an incomplete pass, a la Tom Brady.
Yeah, he had his arm cocked back, and it was in the process of going forward.
I'm not going to have to referee you two because I'm sitting between you.
And one thing...
That's always a great question.
And, you know, the Bulldogs weren't taking any chances. They picked the ball up and ran with it just in case.
Smartly done.
Second and 10. Morency under center. Puts Abatey in motion. Hands the ball off to Abatey. Turns the corner right on the sideline. Finds a lane down the far side, and he's pushed out of bounds at the 48-yard line. Sam Abatey, a good 10 yards, so he will get. Well, they're saying, yeah, now they've given him the first down, so it was just about 10 yards. So put the ball at the 49. He needed to get to the 48, so it's first and 10 for Beverly from their own side of midfield.
Yeah, we got a couple of games here at 6-0. Pentucket and Newburyport are 7-7 so far. And Notre Dame and Syracuse had their own version of a bond burner going.
5:54 to play in the first half in this one. First and 10 for Beverly. Running from our right to our left. The big pitch to Chouinard. Has to run to the near sideline. Gets away from one guy, and now he's wrapped up and pulled out of bounds in front of his own bench at the 46-yard line of the Lynn English Bulldogs. So now they're going to say he stepped out right at the 46. So the gain is 5, and it's second and 5. Morency to Chouinard. Flaherty comes out of the football game for the Panthers.
5:23 and counting here in the second quarter. Lots of time for Beverly to work their way down the field, certainly. Phil, do you have any other scores?
I don't.
Okay.
Chris Cole into the game for the Panthers. And it is Cole in motion. There's a little bit of a misdirection on the exchange of the football, but Beverly gets it down to the 41-yard line, and it will be close to the first down.
Amir Al-Sharafi on the carry for the Panthers.
Where's the ball carrier for Beverly?
4-yard gain. Going to bring up a third and one.
Question is, that's Clark Marchand throwing the block to let Al-Sharafi make the first down, as he'll remain in the game for the Panthers. Al-Sharafi, that is. Rain picks up a little bit here. Nick Scheres down on the line on one side, Beal on the other side. With Cole to the left, Abatey to the left, handed off the middle of the line, and it is stopped there. And Cosmas
Kevin
off the bottom of the pile. Nunez
Jacob
off the
Miller
bottom
on the stop there. Yep. The first to greet him as he got to the line.
So we'll see where they spot it. English has got a injury down on the field. They're still showing fourth down. It's going to be fourth and short for Beverly. Fourth and about one. A timeout taken on the field here, so we will tell you as we come to the end of the first half. Still a little bit to go. It's 6-0 with English leading Beverly.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Flaherty's interception has set up this Beverly possession. It is fourth and one for the Panthers from the 42-yard line of English. Abatey wide out to the right. The rest of the ends are all close. Backs are lined up in the eye. Looking to throw is Morenci. Gets it off, and it's complete, then incomplete. It is dropped by Hugh Callis on the far side. He would have had first down yardage, but instead it will be English Bulldogs first and 10.
Making an appearance out in front of the press box is former Beverly head coach, now principal at Marblehead High School, Dan Bauer.
Interesting matchup next week as former coach Bauer is the principal. We'll see his former team take on his current team, or the team from his current high school.
And that weather with notwithstanding will be a sellout, will be a packed house in Marblehead next Friday night.
3 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first half. English leading 6-0 over Beverly, and they have the ball at their own 42-yard line. Slippery conditions here. Looking to throw is Severance. Airs it out long, long, long. Has a receiver, and it's incomplete.
He's thinking about it. No, he decided not to.
The back was going for it.
And then the side just came down, and I think said something, and so he decided not to.
Johnny Jones.
Johnny Jones bumped.
Johnny Jones was not looking for the ball, and the receiver turned around and tried to get back to it and went to the ground. The back judge thought about it, but...
Double team back there, too. So second and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 42-yard line. The near hash mark as they move left to right. Cosmas, Miller, Don, the receivers in the shotgun. Quarterback Severance. He's going to hold on to it. He's going to run, and there's a little bit of a hole. There's actually a bigger hole as he gets up to the 49-yard line. So the gain is about six for Matt Severance, and it is second and third and four.
Following Jacob Miller and big number 72, Ken Pena. Pena opened up that hole. Also number 73, Emil Rossi, did a really good job on that offensive line for the English Bulldogs this afternoon.
Matt Gavin gets credit for the tackle. Severance gets his play call from Coach Chris Carroll and comes over to the huddle, which is on the near side of us. 2 minutes, 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Again, Severance from the shotgun, holds onto the football, finds another little bit of a hole. He's got a first down. He's finding daylight on that right side, and the hole's getting open for him as Severance gets the block thrown by Rossi once again, and we've got another injured player for the Bulldogs. It'll be first and 10 when play resumes here, the ball will be at the 48.
Sorry, man, not number 72. Matt Pena was also driving that bus that Severance was following. And he's the player down, and he's in a bit of discomfort. Took his helmet off immediately.
2 minutes, 37 seconds to play here in the first half. And with the timeout on the field, we'll tell you it is 6-0 with the Lynn English Bulldogs leading the Beverly Panthers on a wet Saturday afternoon from Hurd Stadium.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga or Full Service Estate Planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hi, this is Soccer Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peavey. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peavey to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Injured player carried off the field by a couple of his mates, and things you don't think about. The trainers were giving a quick bit of instruction on how to carry him off the field to preserve the injury. First and 10 from the 47-yard line of the Panthers for English, and it's Severance back in the shotgun once again. Looks, rolls, hangs on, cuts back over to the right side, and this time the hole wasn't there for him as it closed up quickly by Jake Veal of the Panthers.
Newburyport has moved ahead of Pentucket 13-7 in a game at Pentucket today.
Gain of 1, 2nd and 9 for the Bulldogs. Yeah. And we're coming up on the 2-minute warning here in the first half. 6-0 English by virtue of a Beverly fumble at about their own 34-yard line, which led to a 31-yard touchdown pass from Severance to Cosmas. And that is the entire story on the scoreboard, anyways, of this first half.
And Severance has another long pass for over 30 yards in this quarter, which set up English deep in Beverly territory, though they weren't able to convert on, and eventually ended up in an interception by Flaherty.
More football next Friday night on the 7th, Danvers is at Lynn English, so we'll see the Falcons and this very same Bulldog team. And Classicals at Peabody, Gloucester's at Winthrop. We'll pick one of those three to be our video game of the week here on MSO News Sports. 2nd and 9 for the Bulldogs. Again, Severance in the shotgun from the 49. This time, he does set up the pass, fires a bullet, it is complete, and just shy of the first down.
CJ Gonzalez on that reception. And that, as you said, was a bullet body. He broke free. He checked up in front of a Beatty, wide open. And as soon as he turned, the ball was out of Severance's hand.
Well, it looked like he had gotten maybe a yard further on that, but they've moved it, spotted it at the 38, so it is going to be third and 1, and Beverly has taken timeout here. As we have a minute 48 seconds to play here in the first half.
It'll be third down and 1 when play resumes.
Now, if... Who wants to use my English lineup next week? It's going to have to go through the dryer. Third down and 1.
Is it me and
for
you
the
next
Bulldogs?
Week?
No, I don't believe so. Next week's Columbus Day weekend. Somehow snuck up on us.
Yeah, I am available on Saturday because my road trip was canceled.
Severance hangs on to the football. He has first down yardage and gets down to the 30-yard line. They'll put him right down at the 31. So the ball keeps moving, and the momentum for the Bulldogs keeps moving, and they're going to go with no huddle, and Beverly quickly has to get the defense out and get them settled. And now Severance has to take a breath to get everybody in position. Rolls back, has time. Nope. Steps up, fires it long, and it is incomplete. Ooh, Hugh Chalice got it. And Chalice looked like somebody trying to slide into home plate the way he came after that. So it's a little bit slippery down there, I think, than we thought.
I'll tell you, another well-thrown ball just beyond the reach of the receiver. But, again, Severance has really put the ball on the spot where the receivers can handle it. I thought that just might drop in, but it was just beyond the reach. Callis did a great job of defending on that, though. You know, I was almost wondering if the referee or the back judge wasn't going to throw a flag for face guarding on that, as he just ran towards the receiver with his arms up in the air.
And Severance is a left-handed quarterback, which I don't think we've pointed out to this point. Second and 10. He's in trouble, but manages to dump it off. Gets it off for Bangura, and Bangura gets down to the line of scrimmage and a couple more to about the 28, where he steps out of bounds. A timeout taken here by Beverly. So third down and call it 7 for the Bulldogs. Beverly takes the timeout with 1:11 on the scoreboard. 6-0 with English on top of Beverly here. So your road trip got canceled for calling this day, huh?
Yeah, it'll have to be done at another time. So, but that's okay. Well, that's okay.
So third and 7 when this timeout.
So I probably won't be working next Saturday, but I'll be probably somewhere watching a game.
In 2 weeks, we'll be back here for Danvers and Beverly.
Now that's the one I won't be here for. Weekend, I am definitely away.
All right.
Those plans are etched in stone.
So, Beverly, this is their fourth home game of the season. And they have one road game next weekend, Friday night at Marblehead, and then they will be back home here at Hurd Stadium.
Pentucket has jumped back out in front of Newburyport, 14-13, late in the first half.
Play coming back in, 3rd and 7. The ball at the 38-yard line, left hash mark. Cosmas and Dong to the near side. Single receiver to the far side is Gonzalez. Motion man comes across as Cosmas from the shotgun. Hanging on to it is the quarterback Severance, and he will get just a few yards. He'll be shy of the first down. That's the 24-yard line.
Cosmas was looking for a pass. Severance had run on his mind all the way, as he didn't even look toward Cosmas. Cosmas, again, in motion from right to left, and he got over to the flat, turned upfield. There was nobody really on him. A quick out onto the flat would have resulted probably in a first down for the Lynn English, but now they're several yards short.
And this will probably be the last play of the quarter. There's under 40 seconds to play here. Here's the snap to Severance. He fires, and it is complete to Johnny Cosmas. Let's see if they get up. And do they have a timeout remaining, I guess, is the question. They do. And they will stop the clock after the completion to Cosmas, and the ball is at the 17-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you, Severance has to get the Bravery Award this year, because Brendan Flaherty came on an outside blitz, and Severance stood in there waiting for his receiver, Cosmas, to open up, threw the ball, and then got just planted by Kevin Flaherty, going full speed at him.
So first and 10 at the 18-yard line of Beverly. The ball gets a fresh towel, and just shy, or just past the 18-yard line. On the near side. You talking to Mr. Krause at halftime?
No, whoever wants to grab the headset first, I guess. I know I was going to talk to John Pinchon, but I think John's gone into hiding. He is filling in today for Dan Keefe, the AD, who's away at a wedding. And John came in and knew nothing about the speakers. It's his daughter's wedding. Okay. I know he has another friend who's getting married up in Vermont or something soon, too. He mentioned last week. But John comes in, and he doesn't know where the speakers go, how they set up.
Bangura. Last time I saw him. Severance, looking for somebody, dumps it off, gets it to Bangura. He's spun around, and he is dropped. There'll be a loss of a couple of yards on the play as he is dropped by Beverly's Tommy Adams. Spun him around.
Severance
drilled
him
down, so the loss is 5. It's 2nd and 15.
Marchand on the tackle. Pat Gavin in on the pressure from Beverly.
19.8 seconds.
Beverly's here. Beverly sniffed that out real, real quick, and they jumped right on it.
Under 20 seconds left.
Let's see. The Ball is at the 22-yard line. We'll split the difference, call it second and 14 with a timeout on the field. Halftime coming up here from Hurd Stadium as the Bulldogs lead the Panthers by a score of 6-0. And with 19.8 seconds on the scoreboard, knocking on the door for one more.
So, Mr. Krause, do you want to chat at halftime?
Sure.
All right. You're on.
Now that we've got our halftime activities settled, second and 14.
Hey, don't you owe me a dollar from 8th grade? Don't you owe me a dollar from 8th grade?
Single wide to the near side, looking to throw his severance, tucks it in, has all kinds of running room, runs down straight and slides down to the 5-yard line. So with 11 seconds on the clock, the ball is at the 5-yard line, and another timeout taken by the Lynn English Bulldogs. So they'll spot the ball at the 6, and it'll be first and goal from the 6 with 11 seconds. And quite a while ago, I said there was time for one more play, but they've gotten quite a few more in here.
Well, Severance dropped back to pass, and the entire Beverly defense dropped back as well. The entire middle of the field was wide open to him, so he just took off. And then as he saw the Beverly defenders closing on him and probably realizing he probably wouldn't get into the end zone and not one in the quarter of that, he just went into the slide, hit the ground, and Coach Carroll called timeout immediately. So they've got time to punch something in here.
Discretion being the better part of valor. I don't think you'd want to be running through the wall that was set up in front of them.
Yeah, there were at least four black shirts coming at them from a spread that were converging. And you're right. I think discretion definitely saved him.
And the footing isn't particularly spectacular down there either. So Severance, this time, in the shotgun once again. Severance looks, fires, has a man in the end zone, and is batted down. And that is Callis, I think. No, that's not Callis who batted it down back there. That's Johnny Jones who batted it down. And
Johnny Jones on the pass defense for the
pass
Panthers.
Pass is incomplete. So it's second down and goal from the 6-yard line. 7.5 seconds on the scoreboard clock. And on the incomplete pass, the clock stops. Severance comes from the far sideline. Has Cosmas out there with him. Has Miller out there with him. Sets Dong out wide to the left side. Gonzalez wide out to the left side. Looking. Severance fires it corner of the end zone, and it is incomplete. Completed to the far corner of the end zone as the wind has picked up.
Kevin Flaherty.
And the mist is blowing hard from our right to our left. The incomplete pass stops the clock with 3 seconds
remaining in the half.
Yeah, right here in the half.
I think that ball was, from where we're looking with the crowd that was in front of us, looked like that ball was just a bit overthrown and went out of play.
Yeah, just as he put that ball up in the air, the wind picked up and a big cloud of fog and mist came in. Somebody's lit up their first half victory cigarette.
Did somebody not tell them there's no smoking on school grounds?
So 5 seconds remaining. It doesn't necessarily matter that this is third down. The ball is on the 6. Severance looking. Fires. Corner of the end zone. It is complete. Touchdown. It is touchdown to Jacob Miller. And it is 12-0 English.
Well, Miller just dragged across Severance the field. And he was open at the end zone. Severance rolled to his left. Saw him coming across. Laid it out in front of him. He took it right at the goal line and just turned in. So Beverly gives up a late, late second quarter touchdown to go down by 2 scores here at Hurd Stadium. And I think the fans are a little bit shocked by the outcome of things so far in the game. Beverly has not looked sharp. And that no success really in stopping English to this point. English is looking like a much improved team.
Severance holds on to it, runs, and he will be into the end zone. He got away from a tackle. I thought somebody had him by the ankles, and the two-point conversion by Severance is good. And as time expires here at the end of the first half, English has moved out to a 14-0 lead. You're on MSONewsSports.com.
The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews, seasonal favorites, are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today.
We're back here at Hurd Stadium with Lynn English leading the Beverly Panthers 14-0. For the Beverly Panthers fan base, they're really, I think, in the state of shock with the happening so far in the first half. Severance for Lynn English has thrown two touchdown passes, one of 31 yards and one of about 5 yards. And not the way things were anticipated that they would go. The Beverly band is now marching onto the field for their halftime show, and joining me,
many thanks go out to our talented, tenacious, tireless
Coach Ben Goodhue of the Marblehead Magicians has just checked in. He is formerly of Dan Bauer's coaching staff here. Well, it's good to see Ben. But joining me now is the Lynn Item, Daily Items sports editor, Steve Krause. And Steve joins us a lot of nights on Monday night for the North Shore Sports Show. Steve, surprising turn of events.
It could be interpreted as such. I've watched three English games this year, and I'm not as surprised as perhaps some other people would be. I think they have it in them. I think they've improved every week since week one. You might not know it from the fact that they got beaten pretty badly by St. Mary's in week two, but St. Mary's beat other teams worse.
Are you ready?
And last week they beat Winthrop. Get that monkey off their back with their first win, and I like what I see so far. He's obviously, Coach Chris Carroll is obviously putting the offense in the hands of his most talented offensive player, who's a sophomore, and that's the quarterback, Matt Severance, who's done very well. He's run the offense very well. He runs that spread, and last week, as you mentioned earlier in your show, your broadcast, Beverly had a tough time getting started against Peabody and had to eke it out in the fourth quarter, and had to caution every tale for the English Bulldogs not to rest on their laurels when they come out for the third quarter. Beverly is that explosive, so although this is very nice for English fans, I wouldn't really put too much stock in it until The clock in the fourth quarter reads 0-0-0.
Yeah, certainly. You know, we did the Lynn English St. Mary's game on MSO, and certainly St. Mary's is just so talented and so multidimensional. They have so much skill and experience at the key positions, both on offense and defense. But English just win. And I was talking about Danville, the Glasgow game last night. They watched first half. Lynn Glasgow played very well against Danvers, holding their own. But the thing was, they could not finish any of their drives. Lynn English has finished on two drives, and they've also taken up a lot of time on the clock. They've been very sharp, making a lot of positive plays.
They've also, because of the circumstances of the game, they've had the better of the field position in the first half. Two, and it's a good thing that English scored with 0-0-0 left in the half, because if they hadn't, I was going to get on here and say, you know, boy, they had three opportunities to score in the first half, and two of them they didn't cash in on, and that's going to haunt them. So I don't have to say that now, because they scored on the other one.
Yeah, and, you know, The development of Severance when he was put into the starter last year, to this point, you can read the maturity in his level of play. He still likes to tuck it and run on that read option.
Yeah.
And I think Coach Carroll has given him that go-ahead. If you see a crack, just head for it. And a lot of times they look almost like just design runs. He takes it. He has no intention of handing off. He has no intention of looking to his checkoff receiver. He's just looking for that hole and hoping to make something happen.
Well, one thing that Matt has going for him is his coach is young, and he was a quarterback. You know, so if there's anybody that can probably coach him up, you know, against a team that on paper anyway is much better, it would be a kid like Carroll. Carroll had a great career at English, and he played at Bentley. You know, so... he's got the chops, and he's taking advantage of a situation that, you know, not a lot of coaches might have.
You know, English has gotten really big performances out of a number of what we'd have to say key performances. We haven't seen Prince Brown on the field yet today. I don't know if there's an injury or some of the factor that's keeping out of the game, but certainly Jonathan Cosmos, Jacob Miller have stepped up. Nicky Don with that big pass reception earlier. And if he hadn't been looking back at... Shenad and Flaherty.
Yeah, he probably would have gone all the way.
He probably would have gone all the way, because he just could have turned to the far pylon and just sprinted to it, because he had a couple of steps on him.
Yeah.
But the offensive and defensive lines for English have done an outstanding job. And in particular, Emil Rossi, Ken Pena, who went off with an injury, Frank Perry, doing an outstanding job. These guys are getting to the ball, and they're closing up the running gap really, really quickly on Beverly, and not giving them space to run.
And offensively, don't discount the fact that Ben Gura has given English just enough of a running game so that if Matt wants to do a little play action, he can. He did it a couple of times in the first half. And there's one thing I have to add is that their English offense might have two beefs with officiating in the first half. One was on something that clearly looked like a fumble. Apparently the ref still thinks the tuck rule's in effect. And the other one was on... what I thought was a real questionable non-call on a possible pass interference down there.
Yeah, I won't disagree with that second. I actually thought he was going to throw the flag, and then he hesitated and then didn't go for it. But there was contact, and again, it's a judgment call by the officials. So you have to live with that. Let's take a trip back last night. Danvers and Lynn Glasgow, we mentioned it briefly. Glasgow played, I thought, a very good first half, but then Danvers just came out, and I said to Bill Newell at the time, I said, I think that Coach Dario is going to read a riot act to the Danvers team, to his players, that they've got to come out and assert and show who they really are, because right now they were lucky to have that 12-0 lead.
From what I understand, what killed Glasgow last night was they did an old Patriots trick. Last play of the first half, last possession, first half, first possession, second half, got that two score that Bill Belichick just loves to get when he defers, and that killed Classical.
Yeah.
But when you talk about riot acts, I'm pretty sure that Andrew is in the clubhouse now, even as we speak. You know, the walls might be shaking a little bit in there. You know, Beverly is better than this. You know, and for the second week in a row to hang a goose egg on the scoreboard in the first half is really uncharacteristic, I think, of what we saw out of Beverly in the first two games. So, you know, it's hard to know what goes through the minds of kids. And, you know, that's why, you know, you got to be ever vigilant, you know. English hasn't looked spectacular in the first part of the season. Beverly's undefeated. Like I said, it's very hard to know what goes through the minds of kids.
Yeah, you know, you're certainly right, but and the emotional impact, the adrenaline rush of playing this well, English has to sustain it.
Right.
You know, they're going to have to come out and replicate the first half in the second half if they want to walk out of here with the W. Because as you said, Beverly is explosive. They can come out and put points on the board really quick on it if you're not careful.
And that's what separates the up-and-comings from the greats and the goods and the greats is that, you know, they can close. They can hold on. You know, they can score a touchdown to just make it more difficult. You know, one thing that Peabody couldn't do after they got that lead and played so well was add on to it. You know, this is why I think that touchdown that English scored right at the end of the half.
Hang on, Steve. I just got disconnected somehow. Oh, where'd it go? Excuse me. Amid technical difficulty. There you go, Steve, you're on.
The VHS Marching Panther Band.
You want to finish that thought?
This concludes today's performance. We look forward
all
to
right, here we go.
For you
the spaghetti, the spaghetti of wires.
That's
why that touchdown English scored in the with no time left on the clock in the second half was just so crucial because that's what Peabody couldn't do last week against Beverly.
All right, Steve, we get just a couple minutes left before the teams take the field for the third quarter. The Beverly Band is going off. I want to thank you for your time. And for that time, I want to present you this gift certificate for the Silver Street Grill. It's a great place to meet and a great place to eat. I know you'll enjoy it.
Thank
okay,
you.
And we'll probably talk to you on Monday night to recap what's going on this past weekend. Okay, that's been Steve Krause. We'll be back with second half action right after this.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at Historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, Visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
At halftime here at Hurd Stadium in Beverly, the Lynn English Bulldogs took a 14-0 lead into the locker room at halftime. And interestingly, they will have the football to start the second half as well. So as Steve was indicating, they've got some momentum going in, and now they'll have the ball to go on offense after the opening kickoff here of the second half. So English on top of Beverly, 14-0. A Beverly fumble in the first quarter on their own 34-yard line led to a 31-yard touchdown pass from Matt Severance to Johnny Cosmas. And that's the way the first quarter ended. Then Severance, a 6-yard touchdown pass at the end of the second quarter to Jacob Miller. And Severance, the two-point conversion, the keeper. And that is our score here, 14-0. And Beverly will kick off to the Bulldogs. And back deep is Cosmas on the left side. It looks like Chris Gomez to the near side. And I think you're right. We have not seen Prince Brown at all. And the kick goes right into the end zone and out of the back of the end zone. Ben Goro is the other receiver. So it'll be first and 10 from the 20 for Matt Severance. And his offense. And this might be the worst field position that the Bulldogs have had this afternoon, furthest back as their opening play from offense. Triple header Friday night, October 7th, here on MSO News Sports.
Let's see. So we don't have any other scores coming in that were reported earlier.
I'm getting spam from our other boss.
Good Lord.
I was just checking, and at any rate, so here's the handoff. Straight up, and that's Ramirez with the football, and he will get 6 in at second down and 4. See, now I need to pay attention to the game and not to my phone.
Tackle by Pat Gavin.
All right, so second down and 4, call it, from his own 26-yard line.
That's alone I am.
6-yard carry is good for six-yard carry. Four.
Gonzalez, wide out left side. Again in the short shotgun, but a little shorter drop for quarterback Severance. Hands the ball off and on his feet, breaking free. Up over to the 40, the 42-yard line. The ball carrier there. I think that might have been
Isaac
Ramirez. It is. It's Isaac
carry.
Ramirez.
By
wearing number 32.
Clark Marchand.
Lock Marchand gets credit for the tackle, and he made a tremendous second effort.
15-yard carry brings up
Marchand's been a very busy man for Beverly this afternoon.
Yes. So first and 10 for the Bulldogs from their own 42-yard line, moving from left to right. It is now just a missed here. The streamers on the goalpost to our right are moving. The ones on to our left, well, one of them has started to move ever so slowly.
On cue.
Two receivers near side, handoff instead into the backfield, trying to run through the pile. Not much there for Bangura. In fact, he'll get to the line of scrimmage. And probably not much further, Jake Veal in the middle of that one. Kyle Champlain for the Panthers.
It's Bangura,
and that's Pat Gavin as well.
You know, key possession for both teams. Lynn English, as Steve Cross was saying, you know, wants to, you know, what Damage did last week is score at the end of the half and then score at the beginning of the third quarter. So this is what you want to see English hopes to do, is drive this ball down Beverly's throat and put it in the end zone and sort of take this game a little bit further away from them.
Here's the handoff. The reverse is not. It's the quarterback with the keeper, and he will get up to the 47, make it the 47-yard line. And he'll be dropped there by Chris Marchand once again. And it will set up third down and 5.
And this is key for Beverly. They've got to stop English as soon as possible. Get the ball back. Get as short as field as possible. Get a quick score in, and then just use that momentum to propel them back into this game.
Need to get to the Beverly 48 to the Lynn English Rams, and they are at their own 40, just shy of the 48.
The Lynn English Rams?
I did that. I knew I'd do that. than English Bulldogs. I was hoping you'd let that slide.
I'm thinking, wait a minute.
All right, Severance looking, firing. It's deflected and tipped. Beverly had an opportunity maybe to come up with it, but the defensive player trying to make
Matt
the cut.
Severance pass is incomplete.
Slipped and fell down. All right, so I will take credit for that. And I actually did one year have the ball at the 56-yard line, too. So.
Yeah, Nick Berry slipped as he attempted to get back into the area where the ball had been tipped. He went to the ground, and the ball went right past. I'm a little frustrated there. Beverly had a great opportunity to make the stop, but they have stopped the English drive, and we'll get the ball back.
Avedi and Flaherty back at their own 20-yard line for the punt. The snap down, the kick is a line drive, and it will bounce right to Abadi, and now it gets away from him. He'll fall down on top of it, and there'll be no return. And actually, it's a loss back to about the 17-yard line, so Abadi having the ball bounce away from him, and it will be first and 10 from their own 17 for the Panthers.
Yeah, that ball, as you said, Monty, was a low line drive, and when it hit, it hit on the side of the football. It began to spin and just curled away from Abadi. I wasn't sure if he had caught it or had touched it, gone off his hands, because it went off behind to his right. And he just made a quick pivot and dove onto the ball because it was an English defender right behind him.
So 14-0 with the Bulldogs leading the Panthers here at Hurd Stadium. Morency backs in the eye, single receiver near side, fired, complete to Abadi in the flats, turns the corner, comes up, gets up over the 20, circles back into the 25, still on his feet up at the 30, and brought down right at the 30-yard line. So Morency to Abadi. Abadi took it actually behind the line of scrimmage, ran near sideline, and cut all the way back over.
Well,
the wide receiver missed on a block, and I thought that Abadi was going to get taken down because there were three English players there heading towards the sideline, but he managed to dance in between them, and then he cut, as you said, cut back into the middle of the field and then turned it up again. An amazing piece of individual effort there by Mr. Abadi.
So first and 10 for the Panthers from their own 31-yard line, the near hash mark as they move from right to left. Flaherty wide out far on the right side, backs in the eye again. And here's the handoff through the middle of the pile. Pushed back is Chenard.
He'll give
Chenard's forward progress to the line of scrimmage. They pushed him back a couple of yards after that, but it will be a gain of a short yard, second and a long nine for the Panthers.
Beverly just hasn't been able to string together a series of really positive yardage gains here this afternoon. For every big play they have, Lindigan comes right back and stuffs them.
Under 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Beverly being shut out here 14-0 by the Lynn English Bulldogs. Again, Flaherty wide out to the right. The back's again in the eye. End of the left side is tight. And looking to fire is Morency. Airs it out downfield. And it's just a little too far for the intended receiver, Kevin Flaherty, who was down at the 42-yard line. Thrown into double coverage. Nice protection back there by English.
Yeah, that gave him the time to find Flaherty heading into the middle. And we've seen his brother catch a lot of passes in the pass. In fact, both of his brothers catch a lot of passes in that seam. He just had a layout for it. And Morency has been just that much off today on those big pass plays, Marty.
Third and nine, Bangura with coverage. Back for English. Again, Flaherty to the right. This time to the near side, Hugh Callis for the Panthers. Looking again to throw is Morency. Fires it far sideline. It is complete to Abadi. And did he get leveled by Nicky Dong?
Depends where the spot is, whether or not they get the first down. And looking where the side judge put it down, they are just shy of the first down. And you're right. Abadi had to wait for that ball because it floated to him. And Dong just leveled him. Yeah, we need a replay here to see where he actually caught that ball, because everybody here thinks that he was actually probably a half a yard further down the field.
They're going to measure anyways. But, yeah, I think the spot from this angle, which really isn't much of an angle.
Right.
Because I'm standing at the 46-yard line, and the play is at the 41.
Well, I'm covering the 48 and the 50.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's perspective. You know, everything looks smaller further away.
I mean, I throw that out before somebody else did. You know?
Fourth and the proverbial inches for the Panthers. The ball is, knows the ball is just outside of their own 40-yard line for the Panthers on the far hash mark. The wind and the rain have picked up here just a little bit. Tallis in the backfield. And rolling down, and it will be a first down for Andrew Morenci for the Panthers. He just put his head down, tucked it in, and got the first down. He needed a couple of feet, and he got 4 feet.
There's been a decent crowd here today, Marty.
Yes.
The stands across the way, notwithstanding the band.
It was
fans along the fence down to our left and along the over in front of the concession stand, because I know they keep going back for coffee and hot chocolate.
And hot apple cider, too, and cider donuts.
Ooh.
All right, first and 10 for the Panthers. Still inside of their midfield. Looking as Morenci steps up, fires downfield, has it batted down. It is batted down by Nicky Dong once again, and the intended receiver was Kevin Flaherty at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, Flaherty, instead of coming back to the ball a little bit, waited for it, and Dong had a chance to slide in front of him. And a great defensive play as he cut across it with his right hand, reached in and deflected that ball away.
Dong's had a good game both sides of the football.
Yes, he has. He's made major contributions.
Second and 10. The spot of the football actually has moved back somehow a little bit. So it's at the 42. This is a Beverly Youth Football, Youth Sports Day or Football Day. They had the cheer squads and the youth players here. Back to throw is Morenci again. In trouble, and he is pulled down. He is dropped and sacked at the 27-yard line. Spun around and thrown into the ground back there. That is Doug Rivera, I believe. And the loss is 14.
Yeah, another name that we've called several times, especially on the defensive side of the ball for the Bulldogs. They are playing determined football. And as I said, Beverly just can't seem to string together consecutive good offensive plays here.
So third down from their own 28-29-yard line. They need to get to the 48 the other way, so it is third and 24. Beverly sends Callis far out to the right side, looking to fire, steps up, downfield. It is complete to the original line of scrimmage, and that's as far as it's going to go. So the gain will be about 14 for the Panthers.
Notre Dame,
it's not enough.
Notre Dame defeated Syracuse today 50-33.
Ooh. And where was that? In the orange or?
No, they were at
Notre Dame.
Kevin Morenci pass is complete to Tommy Adams.
Tommy Adams was the receiver. And they'll get him up to the 44-yard line where it'll be 4th and 9 for the Panthers.
Here's one I know that sports fans everywhere is waiting to hear an update on. Christina Pliskova
beat
Hibonito in Tashkent for her first title.
Yeah, that's too much information for me, thank you. 4th and 9. And timeout taken here by English because on what most pundits would say would be a punting situation, 4th and 9 from your own 44, Beverly lined up in an offensive formation.
Oops. UMass leading Tulane, 7-0. BC, they were winning. Last time I saw a score, they were winning. UMass now 14, 5 minutes. Since the last one, John Hillman gets into the end zone on a 1 yard score, but they don't give. 28-3, BC over Buffalo. Steve Krause feeling better already.
4th down and 9 for the Panthers. Jordan Parasella over the football. And Beverly showing they're going to go for it here on 4th and long. The ball is bobbled by Morenci. He picks it up, fires it downfield to the sideline. It is he inbounds or not? We'll see.
Whoa,
the official says
he said yes.
It's a catch. It's a catch directly below us. And it is complete
to
Sam Abatey to the near sideline, and it is a first down for Beverly. So
completion is good for another Panthers.
Rick Will wants us to remind everybody that there will be no Gloucester broadcast tomorrow, next Friday night.
Oh, there will not be. Okay.
My error.
So we have two games next Friday night.
Yes.
Parasella over the football. First and 10 for the Panthers from the 39-yard line of English. Hand the ball off to Chouinard. Chouinard slices through down to the 35, to the 34-yard line. Gets a nice block in front of him by Jake Veal for the Panthers.
Yeah, and the key now is, can Beverly, you know, take advantage of this, you know, big surge in emotion after that play? That could have been disastrous. You know, he had Flaherty, the ball goes over his head. And Beatty did a great job. Again, a senior, recognizing the situation. Saw the defense, found a hole, let his quarterback know where he was, and again, got to where he needed to be for the first down, and made the catch. Focused, because he had two guys coming at him. Focused on making the catch.
Second and five. Looking to throw. Morency rolls, gets away from one tackle, fires the ball. Well, sort of fires the ball. He gets rid of it anyways to avoid the sack.
Wow. I'm looking, and Steve just meant that's an incomplete. I suddenly realized why Steve Krause said that's an incomplete pass, because the arm went forward and the ball went forward. But there was
flag.
Nobody in the area, and he wasn't outside of the tackles. And there we go, intentional grounding.
Intentional grounding going against the Panthers. So it is they'll mark this one off. So with 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the third quarter, Beverly trails 14-0 to the Lynn English Rams here. Scored early in the first and in the last second of the second quarter. English had the ball to start the third quarter here. Beverly got it back. And now this has been somewhat of a taffy pull here in the third quarter. As Beverly now third and 13.
Down and 12 for the Panthers.
From the 42-yard line of English. Wides to either side. Flaherty in the flats, looking to throw. Morency fires it. It is incomplete. Incomplete as the intended receiver was wrapped around by Doug Guevara and slammed to the ground.
Was intended for Tommy Adams.
That's Tommy Adams, the intended receiver.
That's
fourth and 12. Last time on fourth and 9, they went for it, and they were on their own side of midfield.
Guevara did a great job of wrapping up Tommy Adams, and then Steve Krause's paperwork is flying all over here. And then Jacob Miller came by and gave him a really solid shoulder. That dislodged the ball. And it was up in the air for a moment. And I thought that it was like a pickable ball. It was like, hey, somebody catch me. But it fell harmlessly, luckily for Beverly on that one.
2.5 to play Saturday afternoon at Hurd Stadium in the third quarter. 14-0 English over Beverly. On fourth and 12, Abatey flanked right. Callis over to the right side. Here's Morency. Morency has time. No, he doesn't. He's pursued. He is going to get away from the pursuit. Guns it downfield, and is it complete? I think he was down on his knees. Flag on the play.
Whoa.
Right in front of us here. And let's see. That's Callis down there with the football, but was he inbounds?
Well, there's a couple of things. One, did he make the catch because it was a low throw? The near side judge to us threw a late flag. I'm wondering if Morency was actually over the line of scrimmage when he made that throw. It is against Beverly.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State defeated number 22 Texas.
Yeah, illegal
49-31. Ooh, that's a beating.
Illegal downfield is the way that officially goes in. So they are going to take it. So it is pushed back to the 46-yard line. So they're saying that the pass was complete then, and they're moving it back to the 46-yard line. Fourth down, 17 to go on the English 46. Beverly's going to take timeout here, and we will tell you that there are 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the third quarter with English on top of Beverly by a score 14-0.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
2:19 to play here in the third quarter. Beverly with the fourth down and 17. They are at the 46-yard line of English between the two hash marks right in the center of the field. If this was a soccer field, it'd be a circle right around there. They need to get to the 28-yard line.
It's a pitch.
I'm sorry. Is it a pitch even if they play football on it too?
When you
does
use,
it change?
When you use it for soccer, it becomes
okay.
A pitch.
Yeah. Okay. All-purpose. All right, Morenci looking, fires a nice spiral downfield, and it is complete. It is complete downfield to the 23-yard line. And that, I believe, is Cole on set fourth and 17. Morenci finds Sam Abatey down there with Chris Cole giving him some coverage.
That ball had some air underneath it. Abatey saw it. He turned for it. This is Dong did not turn around, and the ball fell right over his shoulder. And for the completion, Beverly has made a surprising number of plays on fourth down, but they've had to come up with these huge plays to bail themselves out. This is three times in a row on this drive alone. Now, they just have to avoid the penalties and the losses that have followed these big plays.
And the two that stood, both were made by Abatey, and it's Abatey and Cole, flanked left. Flaherty is in, looking to throw again as Morenci fires incomplete. Intended receiver was Flaherty at the 15-yard line.
Morenci had Flaherty had gone down in the slot on the left-hand side, turned to his left. Morenci threw the ball behind him, and he had to pivot around to try to make the catch and wasn't able to do so.
2:03 to play in the third quarter.
And that was a wide-open Flaherty that would have gone for some, definitely would have gone for more yardage, had been able to pull that in.
Callis comes out on the right hash mark. Over the ball first is Paracella. Veal to one side. Nick shares to the other side. Beverly sends out Luke Samperi in receiver formation. Little dump out. Comes off to Chenard. No, that's not Chenard. That's Al Sharafi. And he gets down inside the 20, pulls his way to the 10, and down to the 8-yard line.
Well, that was some kind of determined run because I thought he was down about 7 yards earlier. And all of a sudden, there was a massive white shirt just going down the field. And Sharafi was somewhere in the middle of that.
Yeah, nice little dump out to El Sharafi. Coming out of the backfield, single back.
Behind Morenci.
First and goal from the 6, looking to fire is Morenci, and he fires, and it is incomplete. A little up high in the end zone, and that thing, if it had been a baseball, it would have curved away from the batter.
Yeah, certainly, and Morenci actually had number 17 deep in the far corner, Chris Cole, but he went underneath, and it was not a good pass. So Beverly is certainly playing with a lot more urgency.
Second and goal from the 8-yard line.
Gonna bring up
for
second
the Panthers.
And goal from the 8.
And we have a minute 38 seconds to play in the third quarter. English with a 14-point shutout thus far. And Beverly has Chenard to the right. Here's the handoff. No, hanging on to it is the quarterback, Morenci. High steps it into the end zone. Touchdown.
Well, he tiptoed. He pulled it down very, very quickly. It was supposed to be a dump pass, but he pulled it down, and he took off the middle. He saw a gap, and then Lynn English reacted to it, and he sidestepped and did some ballet steps to avoid English tackles. He missed three opportunities to tackle Morenci before he got to the end zone, and all three of them missed. And Beverly on the board.
Sampieri set to kick the point after attempt. The kick is down. The snap is down. The kick is up, and it is good. And Beverly gets on the scoreboard of the 129 to play here in the third quarter, and it's 14-7 English over Beverly.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
6 minutes and 31 seconds and 19 plays, and let's see, three or four fourth down plays for the Panthers. Highlight that drive with 1:29 to play here in the third quarter. And English will get the football back in a 14-7 football game now. English scoring in the first and the second. Beverly scoring here in the third. Have the conversation with Sampieri.
Luke Sampieri on to kick for the
checks
Panthers.
The football tee once again. This will be the second time that he's booted the football in this game. Off of the tee. It's high, end over end. Plenty of hang. Bounces at the 10. Not fielded cleanly. Rolls around at the 5-yard line. And there'll be no return to speak of for the Lynn English Bulldogs, as it was batted around by Ishmael Bangura. And it'll be first and 10, working from the quarterback. Will be working from his own end zone for English.
No, certainly not the start that Coach Carroll wanted to see after Beverly punches it in. A play that really gets
Tommy
the, net, gets the Beverly defense
the
energized.
The
ball took a high bounce 6-yard
line for the Panthers.
On its first hit and slipped out of the hand of the receiver. He had to go back and chase it. Beverly quick to the ball. And English, deep in their own territory, 95 yards away. Now, can the Beverly defense come up, make the big stop that they need for the end of the quarter, get the ball back, and punch in another touchdown?
From the six for Matt Severance, working now from his own 1 yard line, steps back into the end zone, steps up, fires a line drive, and it is complete, just shy of the first down. Thrown over to the far sideline and taken in there by Juan Avellino of English.
Yeah, he just went as close. Actually, he could have taken another step back and gone to the first down. I don't think he read the sideline correctly, but he's got him in a second and very short.
Second down and one.
As they get the ball, at least with a little bit of breathing room, it's up to, it's like the 18-yard line.
And this second and one gives you a lot of options. Severance can keep. And head up the middle. He can dump it off. So Beverly's got to be very, very careful here.
Motion man left. Ball on the ground. Picked up. Handed off, and it will be short of the first down. I think that's Ramirez that he was handing off to, but on the exchange of the football and the long snap into the shotgun, didn't quite have the handle on it. So Ben Ames gets credit for the tackle. There'll be no gain, and it's third and one now.
Or English. He used all of that 6 foot 270 to bust that play up.
So third and one here, third quarter. 7 seconds on the scoreboard clock here. And we may not get this, we're not going to get this playoff. That's the end of the third quarter. So Beverly scores in the third. We go into the fourth quarter with English leading 14-7 on high school football on MSONewsSports.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender.
Come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street.
Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Third and one, Severance holds on to the football, and it is enough for a first down.
Matt Severance with the keeper.
So it'll be first and 10 in the opening play of the opening drive of the fourth quarter. Second play of the fourth quarter, first and 10.
First down.
And the ball, when they dry it off and put it down on the field, will be, it's the 40, the 30, the 20, the 18-yard line.
Tewksbury beat Drigget 39-7 to move to 4-0. 21-13, Pentucket over Newburyport.
Severance from the shotgun. Takes a little bit of a low snap. Has time. Fires. Throws right into a hands. And it's intercepted. Pulled down by the Panthers and coming to the near side. It looks like Marchand with the football runs into the corner. And that is Abatey with the football. Abatey reached up and pulled it down.
Sam Abatey.
And somebody got their hand in front of Severance's face as he put the ball up and just tipped it enough for Abatey to take the dying quail down out of the air. And the ball is at the 5-yard line.
Well, again, Beverly will make their own breaks. Again, that pass was just floating out there. Everybody turned and looked for it.
For Sam Abatey.
29-yard interception return for Sam Abatey. First and goal for the Panthers.
BC with a 35-3 win over Buffalo today.
Here's Morency. Hands the ball off to Chenard. Chenard gets double teamed. The ball may be on the ground as English has come up with it, and it looks like, if it is, this will silence this crowd. The Bulldogs are looking, and they have recovered the football. So on the exchange after the handoff, the ball goes on the ground, and very quickly, Beverly's momentum from the interception gets turned around, and English will have the football back in pretty much as horrible territory as you can have. But with 9:56, they have the football.
Boston College High is leading Brockton 20-0. At the end of the first half.
Beverly turns the ball over. Had the opportunity there at the 6-yard line.
Well, English takes over.
And that was a very messy exchange, Marty, on that handoff from Morency.
Here's Severance. Hanging on. Now they pitch it back and coming around the corner and upended. As he tries to make the turn is Miguel Ramos for the English Bulldogs.
Nick Berry came flying out of the secondary to take him down.
Wow, what a hit. With the carry for Lynn English. Tackle on the play.
I'm behind
Luke
you now.
Dallas.
In case you're wondering where I've wandered off to.
Don't worry, you don't get traveling money reimbursed.
You're getting paid by the mile here.
Brings up second down and 12 and for the Lynn English
and 12 on the loss to Gunn. For Gonzalez on that carry. For second and a long 12 for English on the hash mark far side as English moves from our right to our left. They have a 7-point lead here in the fourth quarter. On second and 12, the handoff goes right side and comes up for Ramos, that is, on the far side. He'll get to the original line of scrimmage and a few more, and they'll mark the ball at the 10, the 13-yard line, make it 12-yard line. So it's third and 7. A little bit of breathing room for English, but part of what they want to do here, too, is chew up some clock.
Third down and 7.
With a one-touchdown lead.
Yeah. And that play that Chenard fumbled on, it was a bad exchange, and he ran actually into his fullback as he tended to get to the line, and that's when the ball popped loose. And English defensive line was right in front of them. So they quickly pounced on that ball. Bad turn for Beverly there.
Under center is quarterback Severance. Severance looks, fires it downfield, fires it long, long, and too long. Up over the 50-yard line, his intended receiver was Johnny Cosmos. He's hooked up with once for a touchdown, but it was about 5 yards too far for him.
Yeah, he threw that ball about 45 yards in the air, Bill. Severance is quite an arm strength there. He has most of the day.
Bill's taller than I am. So it is fourth down and call it six for English. And we actually had a swap of turnovers. Abatey made the interception, put Beverly on offense deep in English territory. And then just as quickly, there was a fumble on the next play, which gave the ball back to English. But Severance is going to punt, get some good leg into it, and it is fielded cleanly at the 46 by the Panthers. Cut around. It's Abatey again. Spins, gets down to the 30 and to the 29-yard line. Sam Abatey for the Panthers gets brought down there by Isaac Ramirez for English. And Beverly, through the 12-yard return for Abatey, gets it first and 10 from just inside the 30. We'll call it the 29-yard line. Beverly trails by 7 with 7:50 to play here in the fourth.
Now, again, can Beverly redeem itself after that last turnover? They had a golden opportunity to go in for a tying score. Or even a possible go-ahead with a two-point conversion. They got lots of time on the clock. They got almost 8 minutes.
Trips left. With it is Morenci. Fires to the far sideline, and it is incomplete. It might have actually bounded off the defender's helmet far over there.
Pass intended for Sam Abatey.
Intended for Abatey, but I think it hit off of Ramirez. Bounced high up into the air.
Yeah, he actually had a better opportunity to catch that ball than the intended receiver. And I think the intended receiver actually came down to play defense and knocked it away from him.
Second and 10 for the Panthers. Morenci comes from the near sideline. The ball on the near hash mark. As the Panthers move left to right.
I don't know if Morenci is able to get a good enough grip of the ball, but everything he has thrown today has floated.
Paracella over the football. Flaherty, wide left. Abatey, flanked left, looking to throw again as Morenci has some pressure, tries to run for daylight, goes to the far sideline. He runs the sideline. He's got first down, and he's pushed out of bounds.
30-20,
about the 18-yard line. So he made chicken salad out of chicken feathers on that one.
Well, he saved the play with his speed. He ran away from number 51, Frank Perry, who was giving a valiant chase, but he got the corner, then he got the sideline, and he managed to stay in bounds.
Morenci back, drops, fires to the near side, and it is incomplete. Incomplete to the near sideline for Kevin Flaherty.
Oh,
they call it complete. Okay. So it is second down and 5 now. We'll check here. The ball on the 6-yard line. Beverly looking to pass, and it is into the end zone.
Touchdown, Beverly! Kevin Morenci passes complete to Sam Abatey.
Sam Abatey with the touchdown reception.
6-yard touchdown strike makes it 14-13.
6 yards to Abatey.
Well, they dragged Morenci underneath from left to right. Defense flowed to him. Abatey followed him into the end zone, and he was open, and Morenci caught him and put the ball right on the money.
Luke Sanperi set to kick for the tie here. Long count on the snap. Snap is a little high. The kick is up, and it is between the uprights. And we have a tie football game here. It was 14-0 at the half with English. And now it is 14-14 with 6:52 to play here in the football game on MSONewsSports.com.
Team up with the Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out the Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com.
Luke Sanperi
will kick off in a tie football game now as the Panthers have come back in the second half.
This is what Steve Krause and I talked about. English had to come out and reestablish that intensity that they had in the first half. Because you just can't allow Beverly, because they did it last week against Peabody, and they've done it again this afternoon. They've taken the bull by the horns. They made the most of their opportunities. They've put some offensive flow together, and we have a new game at 14.
Young back deep to take the kickoff, and it comes in a bounce right to him. Bounces right up shoulder high, and here he is at the 10, at the 15, at the 20, the 25. Still on his feet and dives ahead to the 28-yard line. So it'll be first and 10 for Matt Severance.
That was
and
it.
First and 10, yes, sir.
Zimperi's kicks have been high and in the air, a lot of hang time, giving your coverage team opportunities to get down the field. That was a line drive screamer and took one nice bounce up at 7, and he just blasted up the field, able to establish good starting position here for the Bulldogs as they attempt to respond.
31-yard line, first and 10, his own side of midfield for Matt Severance. As J.C. Gonzalez, single wide to the near side. From the shotgun, puts a motion man. Snap is a little bit low, and off the handoff, Johnny Cosmas is sniffed out, and he is dropped by Pat Gavin, playing on the defensive line. And the loss is five, and it is second and 15.
Well, they changed his number from a receiver number, 80, to a defensive line number 75, and it hasn't changed the way that he plays that position. Aggressive, quick, strong, and sure tackles.
Second and 15 for English, 6:11 to play in, now we'll call it regulation time, as we're tied at 14.
Second and 14 on the 27.
Second and 14, Andrew Blass over the football first.
And the team, Beverly team, has really amped up the enthusiasm on the sideline.
Severance, the snap's a little bit low, has to hold on to the football. It gets tackled, and he'll be dropped after, well, he's actually going to get a sack. It's going to be a loss of about a yard.
Ben Ames broke through the English offensive line. Severance had a scramble. Ames got a hand on him to try to slow him down. And then Jake Vail, senior defensive lineman, 5'9", 250. Quick on his feet, he came over and just put Severance on his back.
Third and 14.
Big defensive stand here so far on these two plays by the Panthers. Now, can they take this third down play? You know, it's probably going to be a pass play.
Yep, Bangura comes out. Severance comes back over with the play call. We have not seen Prince Brown in this football game for English thus far. Receivers too high. Pair to the near side. Single receiver far side. Here's Severance looking. Doesn't have a target. Now fires it, and it is short. It is short and incomplete. Up to the 45, his intended receiver was at the 47. He was throwing to J.C. Gonzalez. Jones was with him. And it'll be fourth down and 14. We'll see English likely have to punt the football away as the play starts at their own 28-yard line. And we have 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in a 14-14 tie.
Ian Harrison reporting. It is now 21-19 Pentucket with 2:35 left to go in that game.
Larry and Abeney at the 42-yard line waiting for this punt. Set for the snap. The laces are right up. Nice, good leg, and it is fielded cleanly by Flaherty at the 44. And Flaherty up over midfield and down to the 47.
Kevin
going
Flaherty
the other way. First and 10 as Kevin Flaherty has a nice return of about 14 yards for the Beverly Panthers, and first and 10 for the Panthers from the English side of midfield at the 47.
You know, I mentioned it earlier, and I think Phil Stacey sitting next to me would agree, is that is the typical Flaherty response on a punt, is get the ball and go forward. Don't go left, right. Go forward, because that's where you're going to find your most likely seam on the return coverage. And again, he's done that several times today with good results.
Get to the lineup for Beverly as Cole comes to the near side. Abeney wing to the right side. Flaherty is with him. Left side is empty from the shotgun for Morency. Morency back, looks, fires near sideline and is complete. And that is Abeney, and he will get it to about the 40-yard line. So the gate will be four. I think where they're going to mark his forward progress, they do, right to the 40-yard line. The gain is, it's a long three, so second and seven, we'll call it. Beverly going no huddle. Cole off to the left side. Abeney flank to the left side. Flaherty out there, again from the shotgun. Morency has time, fires complete, incomplete to Abeney.
I did what
you tell the athlete never to do, which is run before you have the ball.
Yeah, that's twice now. Abeney has had the ball out of the flat with a lot of room to run. And the second time the ball is fallen to the ground.
So third and seven.
Newburyport, two-point try failed. They Trail, Pentucket, 21-19.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Odd score. It's like my cribbage hand. Third.
Yeah, but you can't have a 19.
That's exactly what I mean. So it's third. From the 40, third and seven for the Panthers. Again, the shotgun. Morency has time. Looks, dumps it out to the near side, and it is complete for Al-Sharafi. Al-Sharafi on his feet to the near sideline, and he keeps going, cuts back to the inside, still going, heads downfield, runs to the sideline into the end zone. Touchdown.
Wow, what a run. Touchdown. A simple little flare pass out into the flats down in front of us around the 40-yard line. He tipped out down the sideline as the English defenders came up. He simply sidestepped, he danced, he juked, he dived back into the middle of the field, cut around, cut back upfield to get around another English defender coming at him, and then simply went to the far post.
Wow. With a 40-yard touchdown reception.
40-yard touchdown reception for Amir Al-Sharafi. Barry will set to kick the extra point. Beverly's gone on top by a score of 20-14 here. And the kick is, snap is down, the kick is up, and it is
incredibly
good. So Beverly has scored three times here in the second half and lead 21-14 on MSO Web Radio, MSONewsSports.com.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Beverly has come back here after trailing 14-0 at the half. They've taken a 21-14 lead here with under 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 54 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Sampieri tees the ball up at the 40.
You know, again, Steve Cross and I had talked about this is what good teams do. They could be down, but they can come back. They simply had to refocus, and I'm sure those are the words they got from Coach Morency, as Steve mentioned, on what they had to do to get back into this game and to walk away with a win.
Mickey going back. The ball is bounced free, and it will be recovered by the Panthers at midfield.
Well, you don't know if that was deliberate or not, but as soon as Imperi went to go kick the ball, the English up line turned their backs and started to head back to get their blocking lanes, and the ball just ricocheted off one of those players as he turned back, came right back to the Beverly players who were running for the ball. Beverly gets it right back at 50-yard, right on the 50-yard line. What a turn of events in the second half.
Yeah, you can go hundreds of football games and never see anything like that.
Well, Marty, you know, you mentioned earlier we've seen a little bit of everything in the course of this game, and that just adds to the list.
Yeah, I'll say. So first and 10 for the Panthers at midfield. Here's the handoff. No, that's Morency with the football, running near sideline, has the sideline, heads down, heading into the end zone, pushed out of bounds right about the 5-yard line for Kevin Morency. So Kevin Morency calls his own number at the 50-yard line and runs 44 yards downfield, and it's first and goal from about the 6.
I think that's the first time that he's called his own number on a design play. He just got it and took off.
41-yard run by Kevin Morency.
Let's spot the ball differently. It's at the 49-yard line. First and goal for Morency. 21-14, Beverly lead, 3:37 to play here in the football game now. The Panther resting comfortably on top of the Beverly Rotary Club scoreboard, right in front of the Panthers. Cole splits out wide to the left with the Beatty and Flaherty out there. Quarterback Morency in the shotgun. Waits. The wind picks up. Motion man is Flaherty. Stops. Moves back. Stutters around. Here's the handoff right up for Marchand, and he will get inside the 20. Push back. That's a Beatty. It's getting a little harder to see the numbers here. As the wind has picked up and the rain has picked up, clock continuing to run with 3:22. Now they'll stop the clock as it stopped on the timeout call by Lynn English.
Getting reports that the Patriots have signed fullback Glenn Gronkowski to their practice squad.
I thought you were going to say that you were announcing your signing to their practice squad.
Yeah, well, I'd be the fullback on it.
English had called timeout, 21-14, 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Beverly with a 7-point lead, looking for more. Out of the huddle and over the football. Cole, Abatey to the far side. Morenci at quarterback in the shotgun. Waits, looks, tucks it in, tries to get away from pressure, has to stutter step, and gets dropped. He'll be dropped for a little bit of a loss. Kevin Morenci.
Now, if you're not going to get anything, buddy, you're going to want to keep the ball right in the middle of the field. They can give Zampieri an easy chip shot for a field goal to make it a two-score game.
Timeout by English, 3 minutes and 9 seconds on the scoreboard clock. And the Weather Channel said that we would be getting an 80% chance of rain around 5, and they are 100% right on 80%. The wind has picked up even further. 3:09 to play, regulation time. The ball spotted at the 11-yard line, it is third and goal for the Panthers. This drive started on the kickoff after the Beverly lead touchdown went off the back of a Lynn English defender and was recovered by the Panthers right at midfield. Yes, you want me to come back in?
We'll stay.
Okay.
Next time we have an opportunity for a break.
I will do that.
Okay. I went to give you the signal, but I couldn't see.
I'm not there.
But I couldn't see you.
Yeah. I'm wandering a lot today.
We've got the doors sort of blocking our vision. And a lot of other people trying to stay out of the weather.
I left my Superman glasses at home today. So third down and goal from the 11 for the Panthers. And Kevin Morenci gets underneath center now. Waits for the call. Looks back. Hands it off. And it's to Callis. And Callis bounces through. Gets down inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. Unusual position for Callis as a ball carrier.
Illegal shift?
Let's see. So Beverly's going to take a 5-yard call here on illegal motion against the Panthers.
Yeah, the wide receivers were dancing back and forth at the up at the line of scrimmage, trying to determine who was going to be the man on the line and who was going to be just off the line.
So third and goal from the 16 now.
Third and goal from the 15
for the Panthers. And 2 minutes and 58 seconds on the scoreboard clock. Beverly with a 21-14 lead. They make a change. Clark Marchand comes back in on offense for the Panthers. Tommy Adams checks out. Less than ideal conditions on the field. Set now on third down and goal from the 16. Callis is tight.
I want you to model.
Abatey to the near side. Marchand split wide to the right. Handoff for Flaherty. Gets down to the 15
Kevin
and the 14.
Flaherty, the ball
carrier. Tripped up. Trying to make it through the line there by Frank Perry, who has had a pretty nice day, too. You know what's surprising? Considering the conditions, those white jerseys have stayed very white.
Yeah, and I think it's really because of the quality of Hurd Stadium turf. It's so dense and lush that and it's so thick that you're not getting down into the dirt.
Yeah.
To get stained. Now they may be stained, but we really can't see any noticeable stains on any of the players.
So it is fourth down.
And it is amazing. Look at the condition of the field. And, you know, we talked at the beginning of the game. It might have deteriorated during the course of the game. Mm-hmm. This field still is in excellent condition, at least from up here.
So Sampieri comes
on to kick for the Panthers.
This field goal attempt for the Panthers. They lead by 7 with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Sampieri will go for the field goal from the
32-yard
field goal attempt.
This might be not enough of a challenge. He likes it from 40-plus.
Morenci is the holder. Here's the snap. The kick is down, and the kick is good.
The kick is
32-yard field goal for
Sampieri. Sampieri with the extra field goal.
Sampieri's field goal makes it 24-14. It gives Beverly a little bit of breathing room here with 2 minutes and 11 seconds on the scoreboard in the fourth quarter, and Beverly goes up 24-14.
A final from up north, Newburyport falls to Pentucket, 21-19.
In the words of the late Al Needham, up county.
Up county. St. Mary's moved to 4-0 with a 44-16 over Arlington Catholic today. First time we've seen a score on that
Luke
game.
Luke Sampieri to kick off for the Panthers. 2 minutes, 11 seconds remaining in the game. Beverly leading 24-14.
Or maybe that was Jay Pauley who had that, another voice from the past who left us far too soon.
Well, another who was from Dalhousie, New Brunswick, always went down home.
Sampieri will kick the football off. A little inside sports. Are you staying here, or are you going down to the field after the game?
How much time we got left? Oh, it's almost time
Couple
to go.
Minutes, okay. Here's Sampieri's kick. It is high up into the air, end over end, and rolls into and out of the end zone. So it'll be first and 10 from the 20-yard line before Matt Severance and Lynn English as they trail by 10 here in the fourth quarter. 14-0 at the half with Lynn English Rams leading Beverly, going into the locker room with their second touchdown of the game with no time on the clock. And now Beverly has scored 21 unanswered here in the second quarter. And English trailing 10 with about 2 minutes to play here in the game. And Matt Severance, who we've seen can put a lot of daylight between him and a football. Severance. Good snap, rolls back, looks, dumps it off far side for Dong, and Dong is horse-collared, but he is dropped down by Nick Shares, and he'll get 9 on the play. Severance to Dong, Shares with a tackle, gain of 8, we'll call it, 2nd and 2, noting with no huddle. Back again for Severance. Looks, has to step up, gets away from a tackle, fires it over, and it's intercepted. Intercepted by Flaherty at the 45-yard line.
Oh, he read that pass. He was deep in coverage, playing in center field position. He saw Severance step up and throw right down the middle. He ran right past the intended receiver and slid in to make the reception. Great, great read by Flaherty on the play.
45 seconds to play here. Minute 45 seconds to play here in the football game. Beverly has the ball back on the interception. That might be Flaherty's 2nd or 3rd of the game. And the ball at the 45-yard line. 1st and 10 for Beverly on English's side of midfield. As everybody makes the run for the exits, Mr. Kearns will go down and talk to the coaches, and you'll find them posted on our website later, or if you're listening to this in the recording, then you will know that it's posted already. Beverly's going to take a knee with a 10-point lead here, and Flaherty will pull the ball back, make that Morenci by another yard, and it's 2nd down and 11 in the fourth quarter as the clock is put back in motion with 1 minute and 24 seconds. And Kevin Morenci, what he wants to do right now is protect the football. On 2nd and 11, English might have one timeout remaining that they can stop the clock. We'll check. 2nd and 11. And again, a knee for Morenci makes it 3rd down and 13 with 1 minute and 1 second on the scoreboard clock. I'm Marty Smith, Tim Kearns. We are at Heard Stadium in Beverly on a wet Saturday afternoon here. We're English. Took a 14-0 lead into the locker room at halftime. And now Beverly has come back and leads by a 21-14 count. And on third down and 13, set again for Morency. Takes the exchange, goes down on one knee, and puts the ball back at midfield as time is going to expire here. They don't have to run another play as Beverly has come back to defeat Lynn English by a score of 24-14. And we'll be back to wrap it up for you next on MSONewsSports.com.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at Historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
For team uniforms and your business's corporate apparel, choose Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South in Peabody. Why Sarkisians? It's quality. Owner Sarkis Sarkisian.
Quality is not only the type of apparel you get and the cleanliness and the professionalism that's used in making that. The quality is in the customer service that we provide from the beginning to the end of the whole process of getting you the type of apparel or uniforms that you're looking for.
Sarkisian Sportswear, Route 1 South, Peabody, SarkisianSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, I can understand the confusion you may be experiencing. TV, radio, and newspapers are simply filled with replacement window advertising, all promising everything under the sun and then some. At Moynihan Lumber, we offer no gimmicks, just quality products, competitively priced, sold to you by a professional salesperson who really knows what he's talking about. That's Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Score early and often this fall with a low-rate residential loan from the Institution for Savings. The Institution for Savings has fantastic rates, low or no fees, great service, and prompt turnaround. Plus, we service our mortgages in-house, so help is always a local phone call away. For more information or to apply online 24/7, visit institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-2344. Institution for Savings, member FDIC and DIF, equal housing lender. The Porthole Restaurant is a North Shore dining tradition. Enjoy waterfront dining in a casual atmosphere. The Porthole features outstanding quality, quantity, and price. Known for a full variety of menu selections, you must try the award-winning clam chowder, fresh off the boat seafood, lobsters, prime rib, steaks and chops, daily luncheon and dinner specials. They feature spacious and well-appointed function rooms. The Porthole, a great value, a great dining experience. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week on the water on the Linway in Lynn.
The Lynn Museum, located at 590 Washington Street in the heart of Lynn's emerging downtown cultural district, offers a unique perspective on history as told through the experiences of one of America's most consequential cities. Come this fall and see our newest exhibits, Industry and Craft, People at Work in Lynn, and Collecting for the Objects of Lynn. And I mentioned that admission is free from September 6th through the 30th. We have new hours, too. Visit us Tuesdays through Fridays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or online at lynnmuseum.org.
Fact is, including the commute, people spend 10 hours a day at work. No wonder they're forced to buy car insurance in 15 minutes. They just don't have time to go meet with someone. Well, Columbia Insurance has an alternative. The insurance professionals at Columbia Insurance Agency will meet with you at your workplace. Even better, we'll go to the registry and bring your plates back to you at work, free of charge. At Columbia Insurance Agency, we come to you, and we really do. Visit ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net and set up an appointment today. That's ColumbiaInsuranceAgency.net.
Team up with The Daily Item at itemlive.com, your community information connection. The Daily Item features colorful, timely stories highlighting the North Shore. The new look page focuses on people, places, and things. The Item is presenting news in a user-friendly format. Don't miss any local news or reading features on your neighbors. Check out The Item today. It's all new every day. For home delivery, call 781-593-7700 or go to itemlive.com. Honeydews seasonal favorites are finally here. Nothing says fall more on a crisp, cool morning than a hot pumpkin spice or maple cream coffee. Complement these coffee flavors with a tasty pumpkin muffin, deliciously sweet cranberry apple stick, or a freshly baked tart apple cider donut. Visit our locally owned and operated Honeydew Donut Shops located on the Linway and Western Avenue in Lynn, Eastern Avenue in Malden, Canal Street in Salem, and Meridian Street in East Boston. And experience Honeydew's flavors of the fall today. MSO Newsports.com, MSO Radio.
At Hurd Stadium, the Beverly Panthers have come from behind to defeat the Lynn English Bulldogs by a score of 24-14. The road ahead is not easy for either of these teams. Beverly travels to Marblehead Friday night, and two undefeated teams at 2-0 in the conference will take to the gridiron at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Meanwhile, Lynn English next Friday night will host Danvers at Manning Field. That'll be one of our webcast games next Friday night. Join Bill Newell and Tim Kearns for the play call of that. Final score here from a wet Hurd Stadium in Beverly is 24 for Beverly, 14 for Lynn English. For MSO News Sports, for Tim Kearns, for Steve Krause, and for Phil Stacey, I'm Marty Smith, bidding you a very pleasant good afternoon from Hurd Stadium in Beverly.